Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Colorado churches win big against COVID orders. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead on Faith and Freedom to talk about this significant win. Well, a federal district judge issued a 44-page decision granting an injunction in favor of two churches against Colorado Governor Jared Polis's discriminatory COVID orders that place numerical restrictions on houses of worship and require face coverings. And this is the first case that I'm aware of, Holly, that involves the face coverings with regards to churches. This is the case involving Denver Bible Church versus Azar, and also another church that's part of this as well. This Denver Bible Church is in Wheat Ridge, and you have another church, Community Baptist Church, in Brighton, Colorado. They filed a lawsuit in August. Judge Daniel Domenico is an appointee by President Donald Trump, which, again, emphasizes that
elections matter
because it matters who's nominating these judges.
Yeah, we see a big difference in these cases that we go before the judges, whether they're activist or constitutionalist. You know, and I love his ruling. In part, he said, the Constitution does not allow the state to tell a congregation how large it can be when comparable secular gatherings are not so limited, or to tell a congregation that its reason for wishing to remove facial coverings is less important than a restaurant's or spa's.
Yeah, you think about it. Colorado has a numerical limit of 175 people. Now, they just recently adjusted that, and we'll talk about that, but not the 175. It's kind of odd. But they had a complete 175. That includes guests as well as staff and a mandatory face covering for houses of worship. But there's lots of other critical businesses that have no numerical limitation. For example, you could have an Amazon warehouse, and they have them in Colorado, and you can have an unlimited number of people, except for just social distancing and hygiene. But there's no 175-person cap. And in many places, there's no mandatory face covering. And he says, for example, there's at least eight exceptions. There's many, many exceptions to the 175 limit. But there's at least eight exceptions to the mandatory face covering. One is you go to a restaurant, which really makes no sense. You walk into a restaurant, you have your mask on, but as soon as they seat you at a booth or a table just a few feet away, lo and behold, you can take your mask off.
And, that makes a lot of
there's
sense.
There's memes out there that the virus goes at a certain height.
Yeah.
So when you sit down, it actually goes over your head when you sit down.
Oh.
But it makes no sense, right? Because you go to a restaurant, you have the mask on. As soon as you get seated, boom, it's off. And you can sing happy birthday. You can talk. You can laugh. You can gesture. And nobody in that restaurant has a face mask on. But if you go to a church, they say, well, the church has to have face masks all the time. Even when you have churches, for example, that block out every other pew and they always have 6-foot distancing and they go way and above and beyond on the hygiene and the cleansing.
And that's a very important point. I mean, these churches are not reckless. You know, they take great precautions, you know, in adhering to the sanitation and all that. But the state cannot tell the church how and when to worship. That's the bottom line.
And that's exactly what this judge said, that the Constitution does not allow the state to tell a congregation how large it can be when comparable secular gatherings are not so limited, or to tell a congregation that its reason for wishing to remove facial masks is less important than a restaurant's or spa's. That's the quote that you read.
Right. And he also said that the state does not have the power to decide what tasks are a necessary part of an individual's religious worship.
Right. And so here is what they're telling you, is that you have to have only a certain number, mm-hmm. and you must wear a face mask, face covering, the entire time. But you can go down the street to a restaurant, and as soon as you sit down, there is no face mask requirement.
Or limitations in these stores or these other places as well.
Yeah. So, and you know, the interesting thing is that, well, the state says, well, the reason why we place additional restrictions on houses of worship, i.e. face mask the entire time, and also these numerical restrictions, the reason why, get this, is because it's easier to contact trace people that attend churches. Mm. And it's more difficult to contact trace people in the retail market. Now, let that sink in.
Yeah.
We're restricting churches more with the facial coverings and the numerical limitation because it's easier for us to trace these people because they come to church and people can know who was in church and they can know their members and so forth. But people that go to retail, it's harder to contact trace them. So we're not going to put as many restrictions on them. Now listen, I'm sure you're getting this point. Here's what Judge Domenico said to that. Quote, far from helping Colorado, this argument cuts strongly against it, that it is easier to use contact tracing in houses of worship than in other settings doesn't justify worse treatment of houses of worship, just the opposite, if anything. The relative ease of contact tracing at houses of worship justifies fewer restrictions and concomitantly more restrictions on institutions where contact tracing is more difficult.
Bingo.
Now, this is their failed logic. That particular statement, you know, that the reason why they put additional restrictions is because it's easier to contact trace, but harder to contact trace in retail. That actual statement was also presented to us in our litigation with Andrew Womack Ministry, mm-hmm. in which the same expert, so-called for the state, the same expert that was in this case involving the churches that Judge Domenico was referring to, gave an affidavit in our case saying the exact same thing. And it didn't make any sense when I read it, and I'm glad Judge Domenico pointed out how crazy. It's actually reversed.
Right. There's absolutely no science behind that.
No, it's just completely reversed.
It's just discrimination.
Now,
right
he also
there.
Says that the order noted that the limitation requirements do not apply to P-12 schools. They don't apply to the JBS meatpacking plant in Greeley, the Amazon warehouses in Colorado Springs in Thornton, Home Depot, Walmart, King Supers, and marijuana shops, among others. Mm-hmm. Doesn't apply. And then he goes on to say, with each exception Colorado makes for secular institutions, the failure to make the same exception or exemption for houses of worship becomes increasingly problematic.
So I imagine this great ruling will have a great impact on our Andrew Womack case.
It will. And in fact, the church, he wrote, quote, will be allowed to open their sanctuaries subject to the same capacity, social distancing, and masking rules that are applicable to other critical businesses. And will be able to permit congregants to remove their mask if and when it is necessary to carry out their religious exercise. Now, the critical businesses that he's referring to, they don't have numerical limitations.
Mm-hmm.
No numerical limitations.
And the churches are essential.
They're essential. They're obviously critical. And this is another great decision. You know, the fact of the matter is, I don't think there's been any case in the country presented on a church restriction situation like this to a judge appointed by President Trump that did not rule in favor of the church. And yet there's not a case in the country that I'm aware of a case presented originally to an Obama-appointed judge where the Obama-appointed judge did rule in favor of the church, except for one, and that's our case, where the Obama-appointed judge actually ruled against us, but then on appeal in the Kentucky case, we got 2-3-0 decisions on the Court of Appeals, and of course, that was a mandatory reversal below, and so the judge ultimately issued an injunction in our favor. So elections matter. The judges matter, of course. These cases matter, and this is a significant decision. Now, the case has been appealed by the state of Colorado, and they're contesting it. Believe it or not, recently, Colorado just issued an update to this 175-person limit. For churches now, you can have 175 people plus staff. Now, Andrew Womack Ministries has 400 staff. So isn't that crazy?
Yes. Where does he get that number 175 is what I want to know.
And then it doesn't put a limit on the staff, because you could have, just a small handful of staff, or maybe some of these colleges, they have several thousand staff.
Right.
So you could have the entire staff of the faculty and staff of a college come to a service on a secular college campus with 175 students, and then you could have 3,000 staff there. Mm-hmm. How silly is all of this? It has no scientific basis and no basis in the Constitution. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.